This episode is brought to you by Chegg. For $5 off your first month subscription, go to chegg.com/CAGCast and use promo code CAGCast. That's CHEGG.com/CAGCast.
I'm your host, GBD, here in Long Island, New York. And as always, we're joined by a man who's proud to announce his new digital media subscription service, Wombat.
It's called the Wombia. It's $29.99 a month.
I thought it was called the Womb.
It's called the Womb.
He's got two services.
It doesn't have good SEO, so I couldn't use it.
Good call.
So I went with Wombia. Yeah, it's much better SEO. It's $29.99 a month. It gives you all the games.
All the games.
It gives you all the games, but games is spelled with a U and a Z.
What's an example of a game I could get?
Well, it's got Destiny. Destiny is also spelled with a U and a Z. And it's got the Fortnites.
Interesting. Yes. I feel like it might be priced a little high at $29.99 a month.
What? I asked my kids, and everyone wants to play the Fortnites.
All right. That's a free game. That's a free game.
No, it's Fortnites. It's Fortknights. Fortnites. It's great, and the kids are going to love it. It's got everything that the Fortnite has, but it gives you all the content that comes with Fortnites.
Nice.
So $29.99 a month, you get the Fortnites, you get the Destinies, and Wombia. That's where it's at.
I'm out.
The problem with that announcement is you announced a price. I was totally on board if you hadn't given me a price.
I understand that.
You got to save that for later.
Is Oprah involved? Is Oprah spelled with a Z?
You and a Z?
And the symbol for boron?
Oh, boy. Video games are fun, aren't they?
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
So which of my athletic victories do you want to hear about first? Do you want to hear about the rowing machine victory or the table tennis victory?
I don't know. Do I get to talk about the art competition victory?
Sure, but I go first.
Okay, tell me about rowing machines, because that sounds
Well, what? Why would you choose that?
Because I assume it involves
flatulence. It was one of the options. That's why you chose it.
Okay.
I assume it involves flatulence, and that sounds amusing to me.
And delicious smoothies.
Well, I think if a smoothie tends to lead to flatulence.
Delicious smoothies at Orange Theory.
Smoothie plus rowing machine equals flatulence.
No, they had, they had at Orange Theory, they had another one of these benchmark tests. Remember last time was like the running one, and I told you how I was able to run like a mile in a reasonable time. So now they were doing a rowing one, and this time it was how fast can you row 2 meters?
Two meters, pretty fast, I think.
Kilometers. Kilometers or 2,000 meters, but definitely not 2 meters.
That checks out.
Yes.
So that's almost a mile, or is that a little over?
It's more than a mile.
That is more than a mile.
That's more than a mile. Sorry, I corrected myself, but anyway, go on.
So anyway, I watched like a couple YouTube videos just to make sure I was doing it right, and then I did a respectable time of 7 minutes and 23 seconds. So I was proud of myself once again.
Wait, that's pretty fast.
I know.
Are you sure? 2,000 meters? Are you sure it wasn't closer to like 500 meters?
2,000 meters.
So 2,000 meters.
Under 8 minutes is considered like good, I think.
That's so you're rowing faster than you can run that?
Well, that was... Oh.
2,000 meters is like
it's about a mile
and a quarter, basically.
The other one was how fast could you run in 12 minutes was the other test that I did. And that's, it wasn't a good test to see how fast I could run the mile in, to be honest, because I had to run a mile and a half or something. I had to run for 12 minutes, basically.
You know my ideas saying? Of how fast you can row a boat versus how fast you can run are maybe way off base here, but I think I can run faster than I can row a boat. No, it's different.
You
can definitely row. I think you can row faster than you can run. Cheapy, row your boat ashore.
Anyway.
Kumbaya.
I usually only row a boat if I also have a beer in that boat with me.
And you're not dying.
And I'm going with the current.
Right. You're not doing like Harvard row techniques. Whatever the video was I watched. I don't think it was.
I was on my crew team in college, but that's only because my parents paid them so I could get it.
I feel like rowing might be one thing where having long
legs. That happened between shows, by the way. That whole crazy college. The crazy college thing. That happened between shows.
What are you talking about?
You haven't done the college payoff scandal?
Oh.
Remember that? What are you talking about? That's like old news now.
Crazy college thing.
Yeah.
Yes. I know it. What? Okay.
That was like the biggest news in the world for like a day.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
I listened to it enough on Howard Stern. I don't need to listen to it ever again.
It's fine.
And my other ping pong victory, I mean, my other athletic victory was like I made a new ping pong paddle that I ordered parts from China and it took about a month to get here. And I conquered everybody with it. That's all.
With like the natural?
The funny thing is, you say that, but...
Did you carve Wonder Bad into
was,
the side?
Was there lightning involved?
Listen, so usually when you make... Most people, when they have a ping pong paddle, there's rubber and sponge and then the wood, right?
Mm-hmm.
So what my coach told me to do on... He said on one side, just put the sponge on. I mean, just put the rubber on, no sponge. So
that
it's just,
sounds like cheating.
It's not. It's not. But when you hit the ball with that side, it makes like a clonking sound. So not unlike a baseball hitting a bat, but slowly.
But doesn't the ball like, wouldn't you hit it harder without the sponge or is?
No, because you want the sponge to generate spin. And I mean, if you're looking for sheer speed, you need the sponge to generate the spin. But that's a lot of work.
The wood is for speed.
No, the wood is for control. The sponge is for speed.
Let's see.
I think.
What?
I don't know.
That sounds backwards to me.
It does. It sounds backwards to me too.
You need the sponge.
Everything I know about sports is backwards in this episode.
No. Yeah. Listen. The sponge you want to generate spin, right?
Yeah.
So the ball.
So you have to determine if a player is sponge worthy before each match.
You don't want the ball to bounce off the racket.
Correct.
Right.
That's why it would be for control.
That's why you have this. No, well, it's just going to be slower. Everything's going to be slower off of it. Oh, you that? Yeah.
I don't know. I've decided I don't care.
Right. That's fine. For other things that people don't care about, how about show feedback?
Okay. I was going to say my daughter won her art competition for the second year in a row.
Woo! Nice.
2 years in a row, grand champion.
They're going to not let her do it anymore.
Well, it's district wide, but it's her last year in the fifth grade and under category. Next year is 6 through 12, so that's stiffer competition. I think, you know, high school seniors tend to be good at art,
right?
As opposed to right now, where she competed with kindergartners.
Hmm.
Yeah, she kicked a few on the way out, but whatever. Congratulations! She got a $25 gift card to Target.
It's beautiful.
Yep. Nice.
Yep, I took it from her. Show feedback. Tone C has to say, I'm learning so much from our Wombat's Arby's loot boxes. And I'm 46 and have never heard the term spode pottery until today, even though I've seen this type of dinnerware my entire life. So yes, it's very popular. I posted a picture of it. Everyone's like, oh, that's what you were talking about. Spode. It's very nice stuff. Spode. I have too much of it all over my house. MCC Hitman has to say, I don't know if this has been touched on, but as someone who used to work at Arby's, I can tell you that the meat and everything
God, more Arby's?
It was every comment was about Arby's. I'm not even making it up. I had to slice all the tomatoes and lettuce. I cooked the roast beef every day. I made the bacon every morning. The other meals were similar to a whole piece of meat that you would get from a deli. We sliced it just like a deli would.
Yeah, but what year is this?
I'm assuming it's probably fairly recent.
So how do you know? It doesn't
say
that.
You were the one who complained about that you don't think the meat's real meat. And then a lot of
he
people
said he used to work at Arby's. The guy could be like 45
now. Chimed in with their Arby's, working at Arby's tales and saying that the Arby's meat was made fresh and it takes 3 hours. And then I looked it up. It's even on Snopes, by the way. Arby's
right,
meat.
I read it. It made me nauseous. Yeah.
Whatever. It's why? Because it's meat?
I don't know. They talked about juices, like some sort of like basting juices or something.
Yes, it comes in a basting juice.
Basting bag.
And then it slow cooks for 3 hours. That's kind of how you make meat.
That's fine.
It's just regular meat.
Enjoy.
I will. Damn it.
I can't say anything because I go to Subway once in a while and
Subway's the worst. Subway's the worst.
That's what I'm saying. I can't say anything.
No, you should go to Potbelly instead. That's better.
I have to grab it on the train.
I understand.
If they had a Potbelly in the train station, that could happen.
Yeah. There's a Shake Shack in the train station.
Yeah, but you got to wait online for that. Nobody's waiting online for
Subway. There's a wasabi in the train station.
Yeah, I don't want to eat that stuff. I don't want to eat like lame Japanese food.
It's better than Subway.
It is, but when I'm really hungry,
you could get a chicken katsu to go.
Listen, after I've played ping pong for 2 hours and it's 2:30, 3 o'clock, and I haven't eaten lunch yet, like how much sushi do I have to eat before like I feel like I'm remotely full?
Get like those the triangle things wrapped in seaweed. I like those.
Right, but how many of those would I have to eat?
It's like eat two of those is enough for like an elephant. So I think you'd be fine. And that's also better than Subway.
You don't know.
I do know.
You don't know what it's like to exercise and be hungry.
I do not know that you are correct.
I know.
I used to exercise.
Right.
In college.
So you do know, but you haven't. Yeah,
it's been a long time. The memories are fuzzy.
Right.
Anyway,
it's fun.
Yeah.
It's
not about lack of wanting to exercise.
Do you know how fast? You know how fast I can eat that footlong Subway sandwich?
Like Beldar in the Coneheads movie?
Yeah, basically. And it's like on the train.
Or the daughter. No, it's the daughter who eats it in one bite.
I eat the whole thing.
Wait, you don't know the daughter's name?
No, I'm sorry.
You're throwing Beldar out there and you don't know the daughter's name? Come on.
I'm not perfect. Sorry. Connie? Connie Conehead?
Connie is somebody. Either the wife or the daughter.
Yeah.
Probably the daughter.
All I know is that they're from France.
Right.
Right.
The key is to finish the Subway sandwich before people have a chance to complain about the smell on the train. That's my strategy.
It's a positive strategy.
Mm-hmm. And you have to eat the whole thing because otherwise it's rude to everybody on the train. Do you understand?
I do.
All right. How about something that's not about sandwiches? Like, watch this, bitches. How many sandwiches were there in Captain Marvel? I forget.
I don't know. I don't recall. I know I liked it.
Spoilers.
But you guys both saw it.
Yes.
How would you guys think? I already talked about it, so I can sit this one out.
I know I liked it as well.
Hmm.
Hmm.
Can I quote Wombat?
Yeah, sure. Go ahead.
It was fine.
I enjoyed it quite a bit, but it definitely is in my middle tier of Marvel movies.
Out of 20 movies now, middle tier isn't bad.
Right, exactly. I think not much happens, I would say.
Yeah, I agree with you. We talked about this previously, but I agree with you. It's a very good movie, but it has portions in the middle that probably don't necessarily need to be there. if they took certain scenes and trimmed them by like 30 seconds here and 30 seconds there and made the whole movie like 15 minutes shorter, it would have been a much better movie.
You got to take out all those sandwich scenes.
Well, so many sandwich scenes.
I was entertained by the movie. I just didn't care too much about the character. I didn't feel like we knew a lot about her, really.
It's because we don't really. Like, even the backstory they fill in is kind of loose. Like, there's not a whole lot there.
I would have liked more of that and a chance to connect with her a little more.
Mm-hmm. I think you'll be able to do that in Captain Marvel, too.
I watched, I rewatched Guardians of the Galaxy, the first one.
Mm-hmm. That is a top tier Marvel movie.
Marvel film. And they do, you know, and I guess it is a fair comparison. They're both Marvel movies, introducing a new character that people aren't familiar with. And that open, the cold open of the first Guardians of the Galaxy movie, where Peter Quill is 10 and he has to watch his mom die. That tells you everything you need to know about him.
Right. Mm-hmm. You're in.
In that 5-minute cold open. I remember seeing that in the theater and my wife was bawling at that.
Right. Sure. That was rough. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh yeah. No. It's rough, but it's so well done and well crafted, and I don't think Captain Marvel had that.
It doesn't, but if you like, the more I was thinking about how all the story elements worked, like it was well written. Like it had good like tie-ins and everything.
There's a lot more good than bad in that movie. That's not my criticism. I'm just saying, you know, I'm agreeing with GP and I'm agreeing with you.
I think this will be the first one that M maybe watches when it comes out, because it's not overly violent.
No, and while and the twist is actually somewhat more kid-friendly.
It is.
I think I hear what you're saying, and yeah, that's totally.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm on board.
And she's a girl.
Mm-hmm. My daughter, it had impact. It totally had impact on my daughter that I was too cynical to see coming.
Ooh,
and
really?
I'm glad that I was wrong.
Huh. Did she start shooting power beams out of her fist?
No, but you know, we went to the mall, you know, whatever it was, a week and a half ago or so.
She beat the shit out of a few guys in the mall.
And she beat up some dudes in the mall. No, she needed, the reason we went to the mall is because she's, you know, she grew and she outgrew all of her light jackets. So she needed a spring jacket. And we got her that, it's not real leather, it's faux leather, but it's the
Fleather.
It's the Fleather jacket that she wears in the movie. Captain Marvel leather jacket.
Right.
And that's what she wears. And it has a Captain Marvel patch on the side. Mm-hmm. But we looked at all sorts of, it was the only one she wanted.
Perfect. The movie worked.
Yem.
She got an extra $100 out of you.
Yeah. That wasn't that much.
Cool.
It happened to be on sale for 25% off. And I had a $5 off coupon.
Perfect.
Yeah. So it worked out for everybody.
Does it constantly play I'm Just a Girl by No Doubt?
It does not. No. But now she wants she wants a 9-inch nails t-shirt. She wants the shield hat. She wants everything. Sure. So
she wore a lot of different clothes in that movie.
Yeah. And she, just enough for my daughter to want 9 new outfits.
Right.
By the way, I watched that Red Letter Media review because you told me about it.
Yeah.
I would have watched it anyway because eventually I get to them. But I was really surprised at the beginning of that review of the movie. They talk about Brie Larson. Like, I didn't know any of that. They talked about Brie Larson's, like, what she says in public.
And basically, I don't even think it's that big a deal.
I had no idea about any of that, and I wouldn't care necessarily, you know, watching a superhero movie. But I thought it was really weird that they started off their review of the movie, basically, for all intents and purposes, that's a review of the movie, by talking about the star of the movie and how she behaves in, I guess, was it social media or something?
It was at like a conference for women.
Okay, right. Because I was just like, wow, why are they talking about this? I didn't know about it anyway. And
it's weird. It was very off brand for them, I felt, but what do I know?
Right. I saw a really good movie this week.
What'd you see?
That you guys aren't going to see. But I just surprise me and watch one of these once in a while. This was an Oscar nominee.
The favorite. Yeah.
The favorite. It's the Emma Stone stars.
Emma Stone and Olivia Colman won an Oscar for it, and Rachel Weisz.
If you're interested in a dark comedy period piece starring Emma Stone, I think you will really enjoy The Favorite. It's pretty much the perfect perfect form.
You spelled it wrong in the outline, by the way.
Whatever.
There's no, you didn't put the U in there. I had no idea what movie you were talking about. I assumed it was the American knockoff.
Here's 18 U's and an
he left the Z out too.
And a K and an L. And why is it? Oh yeah. Anyway, I thought it was great. I still think about it. It's great.
That's from the director of The Lobster. Yes.
Oh, I like The Lobster too a lot. I didn't know that it was the same director.
That's why I brought it up.
I did enjoy that. Did you see that one?
I didn't.
That's very.
It's just one of those movies that I was going to see, and it just never made it to my.
It's very weird.
Yeah. What can you do?
Yeah. We saw another movie that I don't think this was Oscar nominated, but it was highly acclaimed, Blindspotting, which reminded me a lot of Sorry to Bother You.
Okay.
Didn't one of you guys see that? You saw that, right?
Yes. Okay. I saw Sorry to Bother You.
I like Sorry to Bother You better than Blindspotting.
Okay, then I'm good. I'm all set.
You don't have to do anything. Good news. I thought it was good, but I thought it was very similar in a lot of ways to Sorry to Bother You in like the tone. And I just thought I enjoyed that one more. I thought that one was better.
I'm surprised you haven't watched The Dirt yet.
I keep, you know, it's the first thing you see every time you load up Netflix.
I haven't watched it yet either, so who am I to talk? But I assumed you would have watched it by now.
Why? You think I'm some kind of like heavy metal guy or something?
No. I know you like the 80s. I know you like movies. Yeah. I know you have a lot of free time. I assumed you would have watched it by now.
I did not. I'm trying to get Mrs. Chibi to watch it with me, to be honest. And yeah. I have to wait for the weekend for that. I mean, I've been planting the seed throughout the week. She's been telling me she's not interested throughout the week.
I'm not a big fan of movies about bad people behaving badly, true or not. So for me, it's probably a skip, but I assumed you would have seen it. Mm. How are you on the Doom Patrol? Have you caught up at all?
Yeah, I'm caught up.
That's good, isn't it?
It's pretty good. It's pretty weird. It's
super weird. But the last few episodes have been really good.
Yeah. Yep.
So Doom Patrol, thumbs up.
Yeah, I like the retro Doom Patrol episode.
Yeah, this is on the DC Universe app. If you recall, there was a Teen Titans cartoon that was on in the early to mid 2000s. There's a two-parter in the last season where the Teen Titans team up with the Doom Patrol, and it's interesting to watch, having watched the TV series, to see what the characters were thought of, you know, 5-10 years ago. It's worth watching if you have an extra 40 minutes to watch. It's a two-parter, so 40 minutes. Mm-hmm. That's it.
Very good.
Mm-hmm.
Think we're ready for new releases?
Maybe. I think so.
Sure. There is Sekiro, Shadows Die Twice. I'm sure a lot of other podcasts are talking about that.
I beat it twice already. Uh-huh. It was easy. It was very easy.
Yeah. Same.
It was so easy. Like, I saw people complaining on the internet about it. I'm like, what? Have you never played a video game before?
Right.
I'm like, you shouldn't even be tweeting about video games if you've never completed, like, a game by From Software. You shouldn't even be allowed to tweet about it.
Right. Get good.
Any game. Get good. Did I do that right?
Excellent. Yes.
Thank you.
Yes. MLB The Show 19. That's out for PlayStation 4.
Mm-hmm.
That's a baseball game.
It is a baseball game.
I think Bryce Harper's on the cover this year, I believe. He plays baseball.
That holds up.
Yep.
It checks.
I'm excited. Opening day is tomorrow.
Yes, it is.
Do-do-do-do-do.
Yes. My new job's involved with that, so that should be interesting tomorrow. And let's see. Anything else on here? Is there any other games? Elevator Action Arcade Archives for the Switch.
$8
I'm not gonna buy that game, even though it's my favorite game of that decade.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
It is. It is. It's really good.
Oh, and Blaster Master 02 came out for Switch as well.
What about Bargain Hunter?
I liked that.
Is Bargain Hunter out?
Bargain Hunter, that's our game, isn't it?
I don't know what that is.
Bargain Hunter for $12.49. Little pricey.
Yeah. I'm going to wait for it to go on sale.
Is that something that I'm so... What is that? Is that like a TV show or something?
I have no way. I mean, it could be, but...
We don't know.
Don't try to Google it, because the SEO on that title is terrible.
No, I just typed in Nintendo Switch, and then I got it.
Okay. What is it?
I don't know a bargain when you see one. Sift the gems from the garbage, and you can make it big.
I'll pass.
Oh, wow. You're selling me on this.
Play as an upcoming bargain hunter looking to make your fortune turning trash into cash. Beginning with just a few bucks, aim to become fabulously wealthy or just go bust trying.
Are you dumpster diving? Is that what this is?
I'm looking at the pictures. You're going to yard sales, I think.
Okay.
Yeah, you're going to yard sales.
All right. I like this.
I see a picture of metal detecting on the beach. Anyone?
No,
it's I'll pass. Mostly I'll pictures, pass. It looks like. You know, like static images.
Okay.
Yeah, at flea markets.
Are there any targets involved?
No targets. Sorry. This is, yeah. Wow. All right. That's Bargain Hunter.
Interesting.
What is Generation Zero and the other one that's like a game?
What?
Generation Zero and Outward. What are those?
What are you talking about?
These are games that are on the list. Generation Zero.
Oh, you're down in the Xbox. You're down in the Xbox.
They're on
section.
The Xbox and right, PlayStation.
Right. It's a legitimate question.
Yeah, what are those games? They're games that came out, and I have no idea what they are.
Generation Zero sounds like it'll be an anime type of game.
It's a game with mechs in it.
Okay. That checks out.
Oh, it looks good. Generation Zero review.
It's made by it's an Avalanche Studios game.
Bad. It got a bad from IGN 4.
Oh, well, there goes that. Okay, let's see what I mean, I'm sure, you know, whatever.
4.
What's Outward?
I don't know. Let's check IGN. I'm already here.
Outward. The Adventure Life Sim.
Yep. Outward. It hasn't come out yet. Or they haven't reviewed it yet. Sorry.
It is an uphill battle.
It's an split screen RPG co-op.
All right. It got a fantasy 6 setting. On Destructoid.
All right.
Good for
That's
it.
That. Yep.
That is, I believe, all the new releases.
Right. Cool. Is it time to check it out? I think
yes.
It's time to check it out.
Check it out. Tell us all about Chegg.
So Chegg is an education redefining student hub. They are a leader in online study assistance. They have textbook solutions, but you could also get expert Q&A, get help with your homework. They have an app that you can use to get all your questions answered with said homework. And the help is available 24/7. You just take a picture of your problem. What do you think the Chegg experts are called, Wombat?
Chegg-sperts?
Yes, the Chegg-sperts will help you. That's not their official name, by the way.
It is now.
It might have to be. You can get an answer back in as little as 2 hours, anytime and anywhere. Subscriptions are affordably priced and can be canceled anytime. I wish that I had an app that I could use when I was in college to help me with college. That sounds like something I would definitely be interested in.
I needed a lot of help in college with college. That is exactly. A fact.
I think my problem was that my mom helped me a lot with my homework when I was younger, and that was not available when I was in college. I really could have used an app to be my mom. Do you understand what I'm saying, Wombat?
I do understand what you're saying.
For $5 off your first month subscription, go to chegg.com/cagcast and use promo code CAGCAST. That's CHEGG.com/cagcast and use promo code CAGCAST. Thanks. Don't forget to check it out. Wombat, guess what?
Yeah, what?
It's time for news, multi-platforming, and Wombat's awesome Apex Assault. You haven't played in like 3 weeks, I'm thinking. Right, Wombat? Have you played at all in the last 2 weeks or 3 weeks?
I played a little bit last week. I did play last week. Not a lot, but I did play like maybe a round or two at most.
Okay.
So,
any more victories?
I have no victories, but no. I did not spend any of my points on anything yet. Not the new character or the battle pass.
Right.
Right. How is the battle pass?
It's ass. They should call it battle ass.
That bad, huh?
Yeah, it's just boring. There's nothing to do. It just you level up, and at every level you unlock like a skin or something. And most of the things that you unlock, you're not interested in unlocking. You would never choose to unlock those things given the choice. They're just not interesting. They're like badges for your banner that are not interesting. And I definitely regret buying I would regret buying either version, but I bought the most expensive version, and that was just
stupid, I believe.
I mean, I don't feel that bad because I've spent so much time playing the game and it's a free game. So certainly if you break it down by hour, I've spent nothing on the game. That being said, I would have rather just given them like a tip or something than encouraged this shitty battle pass. Battle ass.
Battle ass. Let them know. Light them up in the comments.
Whose comments? Our comments or their comments?
I don't know.
Somebody's comments.
Somebody's comments.
Find comments somewhere and just light them up. Boom.
Some random YouTube video.
Yeah. Someone
like how to crochet, and it just built the comments. What's up with the battle pass on Apex? Apex.
Right, light it up.
Light it up.
Oh, Shipwreck, how nervous are you about this new Borderlands announcement?
I will not be able to sleep tonight.
Look, if you can't trust a magician that loses his USB full of porn at medieval times,
right,
then who can you trust?
That's my problem. I don't know who I can trust now. Oh, so they did the teaser trailer.
Yep.
For Borderlands. I watched it. It's very stylish. It's very Gates of Hell inspired with all the like different statue type figures making one big helmet.
Not in keeping with the tone of the previous games.
No, no, it's not.
Where's the colors? I remember there being some colors in that game.
Well, it didn't show any of the game.
I understand, but it's like colors?
I think it's supposed to get you pumped. I think it's supposed to get pumped for the trailer.
Okay.
And I think the trailer is going to be what Shipwreck wants it to be.
That's my hope that it is, because so I have two things that I'm clinging on hope to. It's that simple static image that they showed of the roadside sign that had the exit 3 on it. Like that 3 in there is keeping me hopeful. That this is not like it's a straight up sequel. And then the way that it showed all these characters, which led people to maybe think it's like a battle royale character based type thing. But I think it kind of made me think that there was a story.
Well, Randy Pitchford already denied that. So
in 2018, he did.
Oh, is that 2018?
Are you talking about that tweet that you
sent
out to me?
Yeah, was that from 2018?
That was from like a year and a half ago or something.
Oh, the Battle Royale thing?
Yeah.
Oh, about the engine not being able to handle more than 4.
Yeah, that was like
from
May 2018, I think, is what I thought it said on that tweet.
Oh,
yeah, so that doesn't give me... I don't trust Randy Pitchford very much. I will just say that. I don't know the guy. I just don't have a good feel for him doing the correct thing. So that's my worry. It'll be, by the time people listen to this podcast, for the most part, we'll know if I'm happy or not.
Got it.
Yeah.
Good luck. I know. We're all counting on you.
I think they're going to do the right thing. I think they are.
It's sad.
They kind of learned because they tried to do that, right? They tried to do the...
Does the game come out this year?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
Hold on. The original teaser image for PAX definitely had a 3 on it.
Yes.
It's like Exit 3, right? It was an awesome
thing. We already talked about this, yes.
Right.
So...
That's
my
hope.
It can't just be a Battle Royale spinoff.
It could be both. I mean, that is theoretically possible.
You mean it's built into the game. There's a full-on normal...
You think they made... So where like Call of Duty couldn't structure enough teams together to make a story-based game and a Battle Royale multiplayer game, you think...
Well, first of all...
You think Gearbox was able to do that?
First of all, they have a multiplayer and the Battle Royale in the Call of Duty games. So there would be no other multiplayer. There'd be no deathmatch. So let's not get that way ahead of ourselves.
But there'd be a story, like a full featured story mode.
A full featured story mode.
100-hour story mode.
And a Battle Royale
is what you're thinking they're capable of. Okay.
I'm saying that's theoretically possible.
I'm hopeful.
There hasn't been a Borderlands
Nobody
game
else has
in a
pulled that
time.
Off yet.
There's
but, okay.
the investment into that game would definitely be a worthwhile dollar investment from the parent company. So yes, I do think that is theoretically possible in both budget and scale and time between releases.
I don't, but
well,
I
didn't
hope...
say it's going to happen. I'm just saying it's theoretically possible.
I just hope they didn't go Battle Royale because they could have been spending the time making the real game.
Does seem unlikely that they... How big of a company? They're not that big of a company.
They're not that big of a company.
They're not doing both.
Right.
Right?
They're not doing both well, if they're doing both, I would say.
That's shipwreck's fear. If it's both, then something's going to suffer.
350 employees.
It's not a lot.
EA laid off that many this week.
They did.
Yes. Mm-hmm. That exact number, actually. Mm. Mm-hmm. In all departments, it seems. Almost.
Anthem.
You think that's what it is?
The Anthem effect.
You think that's what is what I just said. That's
yep,
not
that's
English.
Fine. It's okay, Yoda.
Mm-hmm. It's sad. It's a bummer.
Yes.
That's all there is you could say about that.
Right. It could be indirectly related to... I mean, we don't know. It's all speculation.
Yep, no one knows.
Oh, definitely, no. I mean, I'm sure the fact that Anthem under...
That would play into it.
But there was also the Star Wars missteps, canceled Star Wars games, and underperformance of released Star Wars games. That could definitely play into it as well. There's a lot. It's not one thing.
And it's not as simple as saying, oh, these companies are hugely profitable and laying people off at the same time. It's not exactly that, because while that may be what it looks like, they've also planned, like they didn't plan to have people laid off in these type of instances. This is due to some revenue that they had banked on coming in. Even though they're profitable, they might not be hitting the numbers that they planned on, which means they have to make adjustments. And it sucks for people, but that's the way businesses work. It's not just a video game thing.
It's a boo thing.
Yeah. It's a business thing. I can't get, like, I don't like that people lost their jobs. I certainly don't like that. But I also see that EA employs a whole lot more people than that. And you don't get to the point where you employ a lot of people without like having to do this type of...
Without firing a few of them every once in a while.
Right. It's kind of for the overall Like, get a look at a numbers game, even though they're people. Like, you're still like, hey, guys, we can either all go down with the ship or we can employ all of these people still.
Right. Let's move on to Sony because there's some very big news.
How are you feeling about this, Wombat? So you got your wish.
Yep, Iron Man VR coming to PlayStation VR this year.
I know. I mean, obviously it's not what I wanted. It's not even close to what I wanted. I wouldn't even want an Iron Man game that's first person. But there you go. An Iron Man game for their install base of 4 million. So no, it will not sell more than Spider-Man.
I told you.
Because it's mathematically impossible.
Hold on. Speaking of I told you, Bickle writes in to remind us that he sort of kind of predicted this with a comment on a previous show. He had originally written, it'll never happen, but the immersion level of an Iron Man VR game would be insane. You are already putting on a helmet, so it would be like putting on the Iron Man helmet, and you could have the floating HUD and Friday or Jarvis in your ear.
And that's exactly what it is. So good job. You won a prize.
Bickle, you should get a free, you called it. I feel like Sony should send you a free PlayStation VR and Iron Man.
And me.
And they should make you Jarvis.
And me, because why not?
And Wombat. Yeah. Wombat should get a free one. Whatever you get for free, Bickle, Wombat should get it.
I should get it too.
Exactly.
For bringing up the topic.
Good call.
So are you going to go to Chibi's house and play this, Wombat?
I would, but Chibi doesn't invite me to his house.
Right, exactly.
After I will invite you. Clogging incident.
Put it on your calendar, Wombat. The release date, that's... when that game comes out, that's when you'll be allowed to come to my house.
That's when I'm allowed back?
Yeah, so if a game gets delayed, you know, there's nothing I can do about that. You know what I'm saying? You know, Ryan Payton's company is making this game, the Camouflage.
Who's Ryan Payton?
He used to work for Kojima in Japan.
Oh, okay. I wasn't sure if I was supposed to know who that is.
Well, real hardcore gamers would know, Wombat.
I was too busy playing my From Software collection.
Right. I understand.
I hope it's good.
Right.
I'm sure it'll be fine. Mm-hmm. I don't know. It's a VR game.
It could be good.
Could be fun. I'm sure it'll be fine.
The Batman one was kind of weird, though. I got to admit. It's like... Not
the
really
Batman
fun.
One, it was like you were standing in a bat cave and you just were like turning knobs. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, this is what he does.
That's what he does.
Yeah.
That's 90% of what Batman does.
Pretty much.
He does punch people occasionally. It's also his birthday. Happy birthday, Batman.
Oh, is it? He's I didn't send 80. Him anything. Okay.
Oh, yeah. I sent a card to him, and I sent a card to his mother, Martha, in Smallville.
Oh, Iron Man. Well,
hey, just you wait until the next time Iron Man's in a movie. We'll see how much that movie makes over the weekend.
Yes, I'm sure it'll do.
I'm sure it'll do just fine.
It'll do okay. I may see that.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Anyway, I took off for the day that opens, and I didn't even do that on purpose. But anyway, that's neither here nor there.
Yeah. Not at least a little bit on purpose?
No, it's because the kids are off of school that week, and I'm doing the Thursday and Friday. And it's the same week that Infinity War opens. We're thinking of doing like a late Thursday show, like with the kids. We're thinking about it since they don't have school.
Exciting.
It was like a treat.
Yeah.
If they could stay awake for Sounds a three-hour movie.
Right.
Do you think they'll be able to handle Thanos killing the rest of the Avengers?
I mean, that's what happens, right? The he second just kills half. Everyone, and it's just the end of the movie. It's just him standing alone in the universe.
Right. All the other Marvel characters are dead.
I'm on board with that.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. So what about this other Sony news? They had their whole, what was it, State of Play?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, State of Play.
And they I don't know, they announced a bunch of VR stuff, I guess.
Yep. Sticking with it.
Yep. Good for them. that they're not one to usually stick with things. So I guess I'm happy for VR owners like you, Cheapy.
Yep.
That they've stuck with it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I stuck with it. It's sort of hooked up, I think. Partially hooked up. So yeah, this other Sony news here, which is kind of a downer. I think I'm sure some people are going to be disappointed. Sony's not going to be selling full game codes at stores anymore. So you won't be able to buy a card for a game and then digitally download it. You'll have to buy, you know, gift cards in various increments to purchase that game. But it seems sort of weird, like, because there's sales tax and stuff, they have to sell, like, you know, there's something called an incremental currency SKU, which is like your sales tax, and you're going to have to buy that separately. So you could wind up buying three cards if you want to buy a game, like a $50 card, a $10 card, and a tax card.
Why wouldn't you just buy it all on the incremental currency SKU?
Oh, right.
Why would they just charge you tax at the time of purchasing the card? And then when you use the $50 credit, it's
I don't think places typically charge tax on gift cards.
On cards.
I know. I'm just trying to think of a workaround. I don't know.
I don't think we're going to solve this problem.
No, I don't think so either. I'm just spitballing here, guys.
Yeah. So there was no real good reason that they gave why they're doing this. They gave our reason.
Well, they want all the money.
Right.
And they're in first place.
Right.
That's the reason you do this.
Right.
If you're in second place, you do not do this.
Right. Right. Microsoft's calling all the stores right now and saying, "Hey, can we put our cards in the old Sony card spot?" So yeah, that is a thing that happened. Also, in the world of Nintendo, there's a report that they're going to be releasing two new Switch models, a better model and a worse model.
I guess. Oh, good.
And yet the worse model seems more attractive to someone like me. So
well, better.
Yeah.
I haven't actually read this. What's the lowdown here?
Well, one is supposed to be, like, you know, not as good as like a PS4 or an Xbox One, but still a better quality graphically console, right? A better, faster one. Right. And then one that's more portable. You know, with I was about to say Wiimotes that don't disconnect. But
right.
Yeah. And I actually like that idea, the more portable version one. Especially if you can still just hook it up to your TV, which I'm sure it still can be done. Yeah. So there's that.
Makes sense.
Yep.
The souped up version is a weird one.
What's
yeah,
that?
The souped the other up one version makes one sense. Is a weird one for them.
Right. What's that going to do? Maybe it has a bigger battery or something.
I don't know. We'll find out when they officially get announced. Right now, they don't exist.
Like Borderlands 3.
Exactly.
But by the time people hear this, the announcement will be out on Borderlands whatever.
That's true.
Borderlands whatever, I think it's going to be called.
It's going to be called Borderlands Border Royale.
What did it say? Mask of something?
Mask of Mayhem.
See, like, I hear that.
I hear Mayhem, and that's like, oh, crap.
I hear Battle Royale. I hear Mayhem, and I see Battle Royale.
Border Royale. Get it right.
But they were showing, like,
I'm watching
that. There was, like, one portion where they were showing, like, driving a car and shooting at those mutant bird things, and
there are cars in Battle Royale games.
Yeah, but there hasn't been one that has
maybe
like,
you shoot a
wildlife.
Bird and it drops a gun that you can use in the open world when you're fighting against 100 people, because that's going to be the whole game.
All right, it's going to be all moot because by the time people hear this, they'll probably
know for sure. I know that's why I'm making stuff
maybe
up.
We might know for sure. It might just be another trailer like that.
It won't be.
In color.
I promise you it won't be. What else is going on in the world?
Let's see. I scrolled up. That was a problem. Oh, we have something for the PC corner. And something for you, Wombat. If you had a PC, Morrowind is going to be free.
Yeah, that doesn't help me.
Through the end of the month.
I'm not a huge fan of that game anyway. So there.
Yeah, but it's the Elder Scrolls 25th anniversary.
Happy birthday. Oblivion is great. So is Skyrim.
Happy anniversary. Happy anniversary. Yep.
Happy anniversary. Happy anniversary.
Now, this Google thing, did we talk about the Google thing already?
I don't think so, because it didn't happen. Yeah, we skipped a week, so we didn't get to talk about Stadia.
The worst name ever.
It's good SEO. By the way, for those counting, I've said SEO six times.
You said good SEO, or you've talked about the quality of SEO.
Yes, that's the buzz for this episode. Stadia is
good. Couldn't Google make anything they named good SEO, though?
I think that's sort of like their business.
Right.
They are in the SEO business, so if they couldn't come up with something.
I want to see.
Even if they couldn't come up with something, I think they could make it so that search result is first.
Every time.
Right.
I want to see the names they passed on.
I think that there was someone whose job it was like, okay, so what's the least searched word of the last year? And they were like, nope, can't use that, can't use that, can't use that. And they're like, Stadia? And I'm like, sure.
They could use anything. They could. There's no excuse really for Stadia. But anyway.
Matter. Are you getting it?
I don't even know what it is.
What is it that you get?
You get a cloud.
It's going to be cheap. It's going to be super cheap. You're going
to streaming cloud game streams, huh?
Since there's no hardware, so you're just going to be paying a monthly fee. They haven't said what the fee is, right?
No, that's the key.
It connects you to the buzzword, and it lets you buzzword your way into buzzwords for games.
I don't know. I don't think that's for me.
It's just like Apple Arcade. It's get your buzzwords into your buzzwords, and it connects to the buzzwords you already have for games.
For games.
For games.
Subscription.
Subscription to your buzzwords, and it works with the buzzwords you already have. So you just got to connect your buzzwords to your buzzwords for games.
Yep. So yeah, Apple had a big. Our new name for our Apple segment is the Apple Orchard.
I saw that.
You like that, right?
I mean, I guess so.
You come up with something better, and we'll swap it out.
How about the apple tree?
How about them apples?
That's better. How do you like them apple?
Apple them apple.
How do you like them apple is better than the Apple Orchard. Yes.
Them apple.
How do you like them apple?
So anyway,
tell me, how do you like them apple?
It's fine. All right. Fine.
See? Already better. It's better fine. SEO.
Type it in.
So Apple Arcade. Right. Apple Arcade says it's the world's first gaming subscription service for mobile, desktop, and the living room.
It's got the buzzwords for your buzzwords.
Right.
For games.
So the Apple one is just going to be for mobile games, and these are going to be exclusive. They're a publisher now.
Yes.
Is basically what's happening.
I mean, this isn't a terrible idea because I have an iPhone, and yes, I play games on my phone, although I don't really spend money on games on my phone. So that's where the disconnect is. Like, I'm already playing all these games and I've never spent any money on any of them. Do I want to pay money for other games? I don't know.
Yeah, I have no interest in this. Ship, we need
I gotta see what it is.
$10 a month?
I gotta see what it is. Like, I play like match 3 games on my phone.
Exactly. And how much have you spent on those?
Maybe, I mean, I've been playing that Disney, I don't know, emoji. I don't even know the name of the stupid thing.
Emoji Blitz?
Yeah, Emoji Blitz. I've been playing it for like 3 years. I've probably spent like $10 total on it, because I'm like, every year I play it, I'm like, yeah, I'll throw like $3 to them a year. It's like, just because I feel like they deserve it.
What about an Apple Arcade exclusive Oprah Match 3?
But there's so many free ones. How do they combat all the free games?
Unless they stop making all the games free.
But they can't. How are they going to do that?
These are going to have exclusive games.
They're Apple, and they can do whatever they want.
No. They're going to have exclusive games, and the only way to get them is to get them through Apple Arcade.
Like the new Angry Birds.
Right.
Angry Birds paid.
I mean, they have the screen of all of the different developers. Platinum's on there.
Yeah. Get ready for match 3 games from all those developers.
Disney's on there, which worries me a little bit. They better not take my match 3 emoji blitz game and throw it in a subscription.
Yeah.
I've got too much of my toilet time invested over the last 3 years on this.
I have a feeling that you could find another match 3 game.
You don't understand though. Like I unlock Disney emojis that I can use as stickers. And I never use them. But what if someday I needed to use that the cat from Aristocats emoji?
Well, I better say something that's Aristocrats relevant to you in the next couple of days.
Right. I don't even know if I have that one unlocked. I'm not sure.
You suck at that game.
I know. But I at least understand what the Apple one is. The Google one, I'm just like, isn't this the same thing that everybody's tried and failed at for a decade now?
Yeah, they're just announcing theirs.
Yeah. Right. And we'll see it when it launches. We'll see what happens. I don't know. It's one of those things we really don't know enough, and the enough that I know, I don't care. So that's what I have to say about that.
I think the idea is they have a lot of money, so they could just float this thing forever. Of course, we've seen them cancel a million things, including
the day after they announced this. I got an email reminding me that Google Plus was shutting down and I needed to get all my files off of it. The day after they announced this thing.
Right. They may feel like this space is more worthy of their time and money because people pay subscriptions. People do buy subscriptions to things like this or like this, not maybe this one, but I don't know.
Are you going to get Apple TV?
I don't even know what that is.
Are you familiar with Netflix or Hulu Amazon Prime? Not.
The answer is no. What I want, what happened to the rumors that they were making an actual TV? I'm waiting for that.
Well, the Apple TV service is going to be in other TVs.
No. That I don't care about.
It's going to be pre-built into TVs.
I want an Apple TV that's made by Apple. I thought that they make, because they're a hardware company. They're known for their hardware design.
They make crappy hardware though.
No, they don't.
Generally speaking.
They make premium hardware.
They make pretty lousy quality telephones.
What?
They like break very easily.
What? If you drop them, they break.
How many have you broken?
If you drop them, they break. None.
Yeah, well, they're made out of glass.
You've broken zero on that.
But I'm careful with my devices.
Now, anyway, I just don't understand. They're known for their hardware. People pay top dollar for their computers, their phones, whatever it is.
They don't need to make giant televisions. I don't see that being a thing.
Well, that's the problem. Is I think the margins aren't there anymore, and that's why
they're going to be Gorilla Glass TVs.
Well, no, you don't. TVs aren't portable. They don't go in your pocket, so they don't need to do that. But
if you drop your TV, it'll just break.
Yeah, if you drop it, yeah, exactly.
But there was a rumor that they
that TV won't be waterproof. I'll tell you that much.
That's right. It's not. It's anyway. If you don't have to worry about that if you live in Asia for the earthquakes.
Why don't the edges of my TV have images on them?
Am I gonna have to get a case for my freaking television?
No, because apparently they're not making it. Where there's no mention of that for years.
Proprietary plugs to plug in my television. Can't wait.
Well, no
headphone jack on my TV. Can't wait.
Your TV has a headphone jack?
Yeah, I think it does. No, no HDMI ports. Probably it would have like air ports, and you'd have to get the HDMI adapter. Your TV is like
55 inches. How? You know, anyway, I guess you need a pretty long cable. Jack.
I don't know. I wouldn't be surprised. It has USB ports.
What about the Apple credit card?
It's a credit card. Disney has a credit card. Sony's had it. This PlayStation's had a credit card now for like a decade.
Daily cash back, Wombat.
I don't understand how this is news. It's just another credit card. Great. Thanks, Sam Jackson. Tell me more about credit cards.
I like The Verge's take on a credit card.
It's a credit card? Who the hell cares?
No. They were talking about it as a status symbol. And, oh, wait, here, let me find it.
I don't care.
Oh, so good. It's, I don't know, I can't even read it. It's so bad. Never mind. I'm sorry.
Okay.
How about the CAG bag?
Sure.
That'll be fantastic. Oh, we already talked about the Google gaming service. Well, yep. We can ask. I think we can. This is fine. At Sipples K, where do you see Google's new gaming service going? Will they make a play for the hardcore gamer, casual gamer, or both? Will they throw in an Arby's hat with a subscription?
I have no idea where it's going. They're going to try to get everybody in. No hats.
No hats. Yeah, there'll be some match three games in there.
Mm-hmm.
At Cider, sounds like a Mortal Kombat character. Will Shipwreck be getting the Mega SG? Is that some sort of like vaccination or something?
I thought that was a guitar.
That's Analog's new Genesis. So they made their
car? Okay, got it. So it's like some like. What does it do?
It's a $200. It's a $200 Sega Genesis.
It's a $200 Sega Genesis. So it's like wireless and HDMI upscaling.
HDMI.
The controller's wireless. I'm looking at a picture right now.
Okay, but it's just an 8-bit DOE controller, I believe, that comes with it.
Oh, could be.
I think that they're teamed up with them. Maybe they. I believe I've seen that.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
No,
game pads included. No game pads included.
Right, because you can use the old ones or stuff like the 8-bit DOE controllers.
Nice.
I mean, it looks like a good piece of hardware, but I don't need it because I have
everything.
I have a Sega Genesis that looks great. So, yeah, it's an interesting. Like, if you don't have a Sega Genesis and you want to spend $200 on a really good emulator Sega Genesis, this is the one to buy. Is this the one you guys are getting?
I don't really need an artisanal Genesis, I don't think.
You know, I was going to buy one, and then I thought I wasn't going to buy one, but now I think I'm going to get one.
Oh, okay.
Good. Mm-hmm. Good.
I didn't see that coming.
Yeah, you know, I'm full of surprises.
Right. Right.
I mean, it's a nice. I'm sure it's fantastic. But you don't. Yeah. If you're only looking to buy a Sega Genesis and not go into the deep end of all the SCART cables and all the converters and all of that, then this is a good simple hookup for you. But if you're gonna buy like multiple old school consoles, I don't know that this makes sense.
Cider also wants to know if we have what our hype level is for the new Twilight Zone series.
I don't have CBS All Access, so.
Oh, it's one of those?
Yep.
All right. I haven't seen this. Do those things ever make it to Netflix or Hulu?
Nope.
They never do.
Right. Nope. No.
I won't be seeing them. I won't be seeing the new Star Trek or that, I guess.
Yep.
He also wants to talk about the new NFL rule changes.
So the only one I saw was you can now challenge pass interference. So, you know, that'll speed up the game.
And helmets are optional.
Good. Back on board.
Sweet. All right. That's it. We did it.
All right.
Thanks, everybody, for listening. Thanks for doing it with us. Hope you're all pleased with the Borderlands whatever announcement. Hope we're all worked out for you. I'll remind you to follow us on Twitter at GBD, at New Wombat, at Shipwreck, at Video Game Deals. And I'll also remind you that you can get $5 off your first month subscription. Go to chegg.com/CAGcast and use the promo code CAGcast. That's CHEGG.com/CAGcast. See you next week.
Bread's done.
Chocolate is scrumptious. Crunches. That's why I love Nestle Crunch. That's why I love Nestle Crunch.
Excuse me, I ordered fish.
That is fish. I think.
Why order fish when it ends up looking like a burger?
Hey, Fred, is this fish?
Introducing new seafood salad from Taco Bell. Fresh vegetables, tender bay shrimp, and a delicious blend of whitefish and snow crab. A refreshing change from anything on a bun.
If it's square, it's fish. If it's round, it's a burger.
New seafood salad from Taco Bell. The cure for the common meal.
They said it wasn't humanly possible, but now you can have all the power and excitement of Nintendo right in the palm of your hand. Introducing Game Boy. It's portable, it's in stereo, and its games are interchangeable. Plus, Game Boy comes with the outrageous new game, Tetris. And for head-to-head competition, use the revolutionary video link and blow your opponent away. Game Boy, only from Nintendo. Now you're playing with power, portable power.